Hey, I'm Trey Flowers. I'm going to be on Totally Patriot, so you better stay tuned.
The Pats clinched a first-round bye in the playoffs, but they're not taking a break. Coming up, road games are tough for any team, especially in the cold. Find out how the Pats use courage as an asset in how they do that.
Do not let fear run your life. Challenge yourself and face what scares you.
Plus, this big guy's moving on up in Tilted.
It took a whole lot of trying just to get up that hill.
And Trey Flowers stops by for Pat's check.
Hey, we won't beat you up. It's okay.
Watch him show off his school spirit in Totally Challenge.
Ooh. Big Sui. Y'all gonna do it with me?
Join in on the fun. Totally Patriots starts right now.
Totally Patriots. Totally Patriots.
Welcome to Totally Patriots.
Man, cheers to the sweet digs we got going on today, huh?
This is nice. Up in the suite, we were on the field not that long ago. We're going to be like playing in the game by the end of the season.
It's crazy how quickly time's going. We're almost running out of it to get to know all the rookies.
It's a little bit crazy. We got Trey Flowers mic'd up right now. Let's get to know him in Audible.
Hi, I'm Trey Flowers, defensive end at the New England Patriots. I'm from Huntsville, Alabama. I played my college years at University of Arkansas. Best thing about down south, I say it has to be the food. My mom cooked an unbelievable Thanksgiving and Christmas dinner, so my favorite food of hers is mac and cheese. So, you know, that mac and cheese from down south is nothing less than the best. I actually got 9 brothers and sisters. Yeah, that's another thing about growing up down south. You got a lot of family, a lot of friends, so it's never a dull moment in the household. You know, the dinner is, that's, I guess, the biggest part of it. You know, mom's gonna cook a big meal every night, so, you know, you go downstairs to eat, you know, laugh, jokes, tell jokes. My dad got unbelievable stories that he tell us that put us all to sleep. See, my brothers and sisters, we kind of just put it in a category. We call them in life stories. Like he'll start off by saying in life, and it'll be about one thing. It'll be about his college career. It'll be about his life experiences. It'll be about his college experiences. It'll go, you know, anything from the Bible to the other stuff. It just all around, you know, it'll just be, you know, crazy. So that's all about me. Let's see what these guys got for me.
Man, 9 brothers and sisters. You know he is used to chaos and always having so many people around and big groups. Let's see how he does against our group of students right now. He's in the hall with Ashley, and it's time for Pat's Chat.
Totally Patriots.
Welcome to the Hall of Patriot Place presented by Raytheon. I'm Miss Ashley Feldman, joined by a group of students from Tantasqua. That's a tough one for me to say, but you're all like, yes, Ashley, you got it right. All right, help me. Let's welcome Mr. Trey Flowers, everybody. Don't we all love his Where's Waldo Patriots hat? Oh, we have another one in the back.
Oh,
hey.
Yeah, I've seen that.
There we go. We have a question.
Who was your favorite football player growing up?
Oh, favorite football player. Well, I grew up in Huntsville, Alabama, so Robert Mathis of the Indianapolis Colts. Yeah, I'm kind of, I know that's kind of not a good thing.
We won't beat you up. It's okay.
But yeah, he played at Alabama A&M, so I just, you know, followed his career and, you know, just like him, man, like how his style is. So.
Question? How do you feel about girls playing football?
Oh,
ooh.
Yeah, it's...
Hey, give me a girl.
that's a good question. I had 4 sisters, and they all play soccer, and
And they all love football. And I can tell you, they probably could have played on my high school team. So, you know, I think it's an all go. You know, girls that love football, love to go out there and be physical. And they, you know, they love the game. They can go out there and play. So.
When I was growing up, I played basketball in college, but my dad used to tell me that the best footwork came from receivers. So he used to have me, like, running routes.
Yeah.
I still remember a bubble route to this day.
So since you're in the NFL, how much food do you eat in a day?
I think I eat about 4 meals a day. Yeah, you got to keep the, you know, they got us working a lot, so you gotta keep your energy up. So yeah.
Well, that's depressing because I'm not in the NFL and I eat about the same. All right, guys, one more time, give him a round of applause for Trey Flowers, everybody.
We're totally tuned in. Here's what the Pats have been up to on social media. Coming up, Alan Branch is used to busting up quarterbacks on Sundays. Now watch him bust a move on Tilted. And the only thing we have to fear is fear itself and the Patriots' defense. Learn how courage works and how they do that.
Courage is not something you are born with, but rather you develop it, and the perfect football player has plenty of it.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare, count us in. And by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Totally Patriots.
How do you get from Jets kicker Nick Folk to Patriots wide receiver Danny Amendola? Nick Folk is the brother of soccer player Greg Folk, who was teammates on the LA Galaxy with David Beckham. Beckham played on the English national team with Wayne Rooney, who was teammates on Everton with Tim Howard. Howard is on the U.S. national team with Jermaine Jones, who appeared at a charity event with Patriots wide receiver Danny Amendola. And that's your 6 degrees.
All right, so who's the bigger power couple? Is it Giselle and Tom Brady, or is it David Beckham and Posh Spice? I'm going to roll with the Pats on this one. I think we're all going to agree, Giselle and Tom. Speaking of Tom, let's get to know his former boy from Michigan, Alan Branch. It's time for Tilted.
When I don't play football, I am usually with my family or I am longboarding in the parking lot. If you ask anybody around here, they probably see me at one point or another longboarding. Hopefully none of them see me fall. In New Mexico, there's not just, you know, a set amount of things to do. So I kind of dabbled in everything from skateboarding, rollerblading, breakdancing. All the way to, like, you know, graffiti arts, which I'm not very good at and was never on public walls, so don't do that, kids. I usually get sucked into watching, you know, some Barbie. They got a million different versions of Barbie movies and what's the new thing that's out now? Puppy Paw Patrol or something? My 2-year-old's on that, so I'm stuck in front of the TV watching puppies save the earth, apparently. It's surprisingly entertaining. Moving On Up was probably, from the Jeffersons, was my theme song for a while, but now I'd have to say maybe good times. Beans, fish don't burn in the kitchen. Beans don't burn on the grill. It took a whole lot of trying just to get up that hill. Yeah, that's my song now. I am afraid of making my wife upset. She's a hangry person. She gets really hangry. And she passed it along to my kids. They get hangry as well. My favorite food would have to be enchiladas. I'm from New Mexico. I love my green chili and red chili, so I love them enchiladas. Hail to the victors, valiant. Hail to the conquering heroes. Hail, hail to Michigan, the leaders and best. Hail to the victors, valiant. Hail to the conquering heroes. Hail, hail to Michigan, the champions of the West. Go blue, baby.
Man, facing a hangry wife. My man deserves like a medal of bravery right there. Not an easy thing to do, I'm sure. We all have it inside of us to face our fears and be courageous. What's it take? What's it all about? Professor Fritz has the answers for us right now in How They Do That.
Hi, I'm Professor Fritz. And welcome to How They Do That. A recent study has shown that the number one fear in Americans is public speaking. Obviously, I do not have that fear. To overcome any fear, you are going to need courage. Courage is not something you are born with, but rather you develop it, and the perfect football player has plenty of it. The brain responds to fear automatically and unconsciously. When you find yourself in a fearful situation, the information travels via two channels. No, not ESPN and the Deuce. The low road, which is quick and generic, and the high road, which is slower and more precise. In the low road, the brain sends sensory information to the thalamus. The thalamus decides which messages to pass on and where to send them. For fear, the information is sent to the amygdala, where it activates the hypothalamus. The hypothalamus initiates the flight or flight response. The high road happens after the sensory information reaches the thalamus. From there, messages are sent to the prefrontal cortex and also the hippocampus to give the situation context to determine if it is, in fact, a threat. Depending on the answer, a message is sent to the amygdala to then activate or deactivate the flight or fight response. The low road happens much quicker than the high road. That's why when you're scared, you freeze up before the brain kicks into gear. Once the information is processed, that's when the courage kicks in. As we've already mentioned, the prefrontal cortex is where your brain makes decisions. When you decide to have courage, serotonin activates the subgenual anterior cingulate cortex. This area overrides the fear response in the amygdala, allowing you to face your fear. When nothing bad happens to you, your prefrontal cortex takes note and sends the information to the hippocampus to be stored for later use. President Franklin Delano Roosevelt once said, "The only thing we have to fear is fear itself." Do not let fear run your life. Challenge yourself and face what scares you. Yes, it'll be hard at first, but over time you'll develop courage and a heightened sense of what you are capable of. I'm Professor Fritz, and that's how we do that.
Totally Facts, off to New York. Did you know the first commercial toilet paper in the United States was created in New York City in 1857 by inventor Joseph Gayety? Still to come, Trey Flowers is on the spot. What will he eat from our table of treats? Find out in Totally Challenge.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments. You, your advisor, and Putnam, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. And by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Totally Patriots.
It's Totally Fit with high school strength trainer Chelsea Parks.
Welcome back and thanks for tuning in. So we just finished a very good workout. and our muscles become very tight. So it's very important that we statically stretch after every single workout. When we do this, it's going to reduce the risk of injury because we're going to be bringing that body temperature down again. We're going to increase flexibility and range of motion so we don't pull any muscles. And it's going to help us for our next workout so we're not having any aches or pains. So when you find areas where you're really sore, you want to make sure that you focus on those areas. That way next time, they won't hurt as much. So let's make sure that you stretch after every single workout.
Well, it's a real good thing we got that lesson on courage from Professor Fritz just now. Trey Flowers is going to need as much of that as he can get. You guessed it. He is back in the hall and in the hot seat. Right now, it's time for Totally Challenge.
Welcome back to the Hall of Patriot Place. It is time for my absolute favorite part of Totally Patriots. Guys, it's time for Totally Challenge. Trey's definitely nervous.
Yes.
He is nervous. He is shaking. All right, here's the first question.
Truth or dare?
Dare.
Right. Eat canned meat.
Oh, the worst one. You know what? Since you made him do the worst one, you're going up there, too. Get up there.
Yeah.
Get
yeah,
yourself some canned
me,
meat.
You got to. Hey. And then I see it. What's up, man? Is this a...
Oh!
What you got going on, man?
I didn't even notice you.
Is that a New York Giant?
That is a New York Giant.
Oh, man. So Yeah, you got to eat this candy, man. You ready, man? Come on, man. Here you go. You want a spoon, fork? It just says canned meat.
Meat.
I don't know what type of meat it is.
Guys, I don't know how thick the canned meat is, but there's a knife, too, if you can't scoop
we
it
need,
out.
We need
Can
a
you
knife?
Get in there with it? I don't know. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead, man. You're a giant.
Oh!
How is it?
Is it not so bad?
It's good?
You said it's pretty good.
Pretty good.
Oh,
not bad,
not
man.
Not bad. Oh, he's
a... man, you can have it.
You can take it to your seat. There you go.
Go ahead, man.
All
you
right.
can have it. Good job, man.
Well, we all learned something today. Not too bad.
Would you rather have to take a selfie with LSU's Mike the Tiger or Missouri's Truman the Tiger?
That doesn't sound safe, either one.
LSU is our biggest rival, so I'm going to have to go with... The Missouri Tiger.
The Missouri Tiger. You need to do the Arkansas hog call?
Yeah, I haven't
heard
that.
Well, we're willing to learn.
Okay. All right, let me stand up.
So is this when Arkansas scores a touchdown?
I mean, it's after a touchdown, after...
A big play, anything.
Big play, okay. After first down.
Got it.
You know, we hog call it on. So we go, big Suey. Y'all gonna do it with me?
Oh, sorry.
Ooh. Pig Suey.
One more time.
Pig Suey. Razorbacks.
Guys, I'm confused. I know everybody's like, give him a round of applause for Trey Flowers, everybody.
Players, Song of the Week.
I'm Chandler Jones, and I'm listening to Big Rings by Drake.
Totally Patriots.
I'm James Devlin. My first job was a pony walker. It's not as glamorous as it seems. I just pretty much had to walk in a circle all day, just leading a pony for little kids to ride on. And wasn't my favorite job. It wasn't all that great. I was about maybe 14 years old, shy kid, so I didn't really feel like talking to these little kids about how excited they were to ride a pony. But yeah, I mean, it paid the bills at the time, so, you know, that was my first job.
Actually, I can't believe it. Last Sunday, the last home game here in the regular season.
I know.
Get a tissue.
I think I might cry.
It is sad.
But the positive is we're in a suite, so I feel like we could hide out.
You snapped out of that so fast.
I know. I just feel like if we hid in here, no one would find us.
Plus, and it's nice and warm in here.
Yeah, our boss might just never get rid of us, ever.
Let's get some food going. We're going to stay for a little while.
We're going to hang out. But before we leave, we will leave you with some of the top plays from Tennessee.
Have a great weekend.
Hey, cheers.
Cheers.
The 20, to the 15, to the 10, a first pass to 5, into the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots. From behind, and a flag is thrown as the ball is picked up by Hicks, and he dives on it in the end zone for an apparent touchdown for the Patriots.